Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Tell us what was happening with this bus driver.
Wow, Stan McNeil.
Yes.
It jumped on me. Stan McNeil, he is a bus driver that basically has been working for Rutgers College in New Jersey, and I believe it was a New Brunswick campus. And he, this man, just loved his job, loved, you know, greeting the students, and talk about a believer that just embraced what he did every single day, gave them encouraging words, so much so that they wrote about him in their newspaper. They did a little video clip on him, and he would transport the students across the campus on you know, the bus system there for Rutgers. Well, apparently, he decided to pray for someone on campus, and they let him go. He prayed, he laid hands on someone that needed healing, and I want you to hear him share a little bit of his own words. I believe we have that queued up there for
yes.
you. And I want you to listen to what he has to say, because it's really, really touching.
I was going to have, because he was like, I know I'm going to get creamed out. I know the students going to really do this and do that to me because they don't. But he was saying that, look, I got to treat everybody right. I got to treat everybody fair. I said, I understand that. But that's what happened. I prayed for the lady. I put my hands on her and prayed. Yeah, in the wheelchair, and I put my hand on her, and I prayed, because I was like, remember I told you, I said, this lady, she's going to get a miracle. She's going to end up walking, and I still believe that. But I put my hands on her and prayed, and they said, well, we don't want you to do that. She said, we don't need your services anymore. They said, we don't do that here. And I wanted to say, you tell that to all the other students that got healed, that I done prayed for.
We are in the middle of a conversation. You got to catch this conversation about this man at Rutgers and how he's a Christ man.
He's a Christ man.
He's a Christ man. And he just found out that people he was working for said, you know, you can't pray for folks.
Wow.
You can't pray for folks. And he's like, I'm going to pray for folks, right?
Now I'm going to pray for folks. And the students, they want to know what happened to him. And so they chased him down and said, listen, we want to hear from you, because he was so encouraging. He gave them encouraging words, and he always had something positive to share, you know, to share, and prayed with them. So he made this video in response to them. And this is a man just wanted to do his job with his whole heart, you know, and he saw a person in need and said, listen, I'm going to lay hands and pray. You know, we get the understanding there that's something that the person wanted, but the college did not want him to do that.
Rutgers
did right. not want him to do that. And
we're at 53% of professors in the universities has been surveyed saying that they feel badly towards evangelicals.
Well,
remember we just talked about that.
Absolutely.
53%, and it's like, this is kind of evident of that, isn't it?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. And I know that you're going to get just a part of the video here, but you can catch this whole video on the VFN Torch as
absolutely.
Well. So we're catching up right here where he has just been told, you cannot do that.
Right.
And they're
going
to let him go?
Yeah, they're going to let him go.
Let's just catch him. What's happening?
And they got healed. You asked them students. They got healed. Yeah, they got healed. God healed them. Yeah, God, I've been praying. And I told the guy, I told my boss, I said, I don't regret none of it. I said, this is who I am. I ain't going back down for who I am. They think I'm a compromise. I will not compromise. I'm all about God, brother. I ain't compromising one bit. Your money can't get the job don't make much anyway. Yeah, I prayed for her. Yeah, and I'll pray for the next one, too. Yeah, I told him. I said, I don't regret none of it. Well, we don't want you to talk about God. We don't want you to do this about God. You can, you know, motivate the students, but don't talk about God. And then the students started coming to me talking about, I need prayer. I need prayer for this. I need my family going through some problems. I need prayer. Da, da, da. And, you know, I said, I'm going to pray. And then a couple of them, they got hurt with their legs and their hands or whatever, and they got, and I prayed for them, and God healed them. The most important thing I want the students to know is that I would never abandon you, and I would never just leave without letting you know anything. Whatever I would do, I would let you know if I was about to leave or do something, but I had no intentions of leaving at this time. I had no intentions. I came to work, and I want you to know that I care for my students. There's no way I can spend two years with students and not have any feelings. I enjoy my students, and I still do, and I want the best for them. And I've gotten taken away. I've got separated from you guys, but it's only in the physical form, because in the spirit, I'm still with my students. In the spirit, I'm still with you. And I would never do that to you students, just leave and not let you know that I'm leaving. I would at least tell you what I'm doing or where I'm going. I would never do that to anyone that I know. So I want you to know that you mean so much to me.
Isn't that powerful?
So powerful. This is so, yeah, think about it. What's his name again?
Stan McNeil.
Stan McNeil, former employee for Rutgers. Mm. Obviously a pastor at Rutgers.
Yes.
God has anointed him to pastor those children. And he's feeling like he's been separated from his flock, obviously. And I'm sure they're the concern.
Yeah.
And that's, you can talk about all this technology that you want to, but if we use it for God, understand he was able now to communicate with not only all those he pastored basically there, but now the whole world is able to hear a pastor's heart.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. They can't control it. You know, I hear some folks talk about this, you know, this is the best thing that ever happened, because if we understand technology, despite all the things happen to us, you know, you can share your piece. You can say what they wouldn't let you say, and they won't edit it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There won't be between 15 commercials and then somebody trying to jump down your throat. And he was able to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was able to do it. And, of course, all of our audience around the world and Christian Television Network got a chance to be able to. And you can see the whole video in its entirety.
Yeah.
On VFNTV.com.
We're also going to have another video for you that we didn't have time to really play, but you can have that on the torch where you hear the students themselves talk about him.
Oh, wow.
The piece that they did, and it's just continual student after student upon student. Listen, what you do matters every day when you do it for Jesus Christ. This is a man that took his job seriously and began to pour his life into these young people. And my goodness, I mean, on college campuses where we need God, my goodness, I can't believe that Rutgers let that man go. We want to continue to pray for Stan and for those students, and that Stan will continue to bless everyone that he comes in contact, and keep praying for him because he saw people getting healed and keep sharing the love of Jesus Christ. Awesome.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters?
If you have not yet, you got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.